Hey there, thank you for listening. I just have a quick announcement to make. I'm launching a group coaching series starting next fall. Seats are limited, and you'll get 50% off if you sign up before August 12th. Email me at coaching@josemoda.net to get your spot. Here are the details. You and five other people are coached together for six sessions every 2 to 4 weeks, and you choose the overarching theme. It's either leadership, communication, agile and product, emotional intelligence, or teamwork. The most voted one wins. Registration ends on September 30th. Remember, that's 50% off before August 12th. Check my website for details on group coaching. Enjoy the show. Before jumping into today's topic, I want to thank Etienne Bureau, a colleague of mine who has shared his experience around this concept. I'm leveraging both his experience and my own to create this idea of the Vic Triangle. So let's get on with it. Imagine a ship with a captain and his crew. Any ship will do. A cruise ship, a fishing vessel, a cartoony pirate ship, Titanic even. Everyone has their responsibility, and they all know the purpose of the journey ahead. There are specific procedures put in place, and the captain is the leader of the crew. He trusts them with their job, the same way they trust his leadership when driving the ship towards the outcome they're trying to meet. Two parts of the triangle are in. Which one's the third? Spoiler, it's not the silly parrot. Rather, it's the set of instruments that the captain relies on to inform his judgment and decision-making. A forecastle bell to inform of the upcoming weather, the speed meter telling how fast they're at, the compass telling what direction they're taking, a radar plot system to inform their surroundings, and many other instruments. These are the third part. Here's my proposition. A successful initiative requires three key components: a visionary, an integrator, and a catalyst. This proposition is heavily inspired by Gene Wickman's book Traction, which I highly recommend if you want a different perspective and understanding of how teams and organizations can work more effectively and efficiently. Wickman created the Entrepreneurial Operating System, or EOS. It's meant to simplify understanding of how a small to medium-sized business operates through six key components: vision, people, data, issues, process, and traction. The order is somewhat important. For instance, to properly understand people in the company, the vision must be set in place. Another example, to identify issues, you need the vision, the people, and data properly set up to inform the severity and importance of the issue. The EOS component I want to explore right now is people. There are a lot of concepts in the book around how to understand their role in the business and how to lead and manage them. I want to focus on the two key roles, visionary and integrator. EOS itself does not cover the third role, and that's my unique proposition for today, and I'll explain it after I explain the other two. Let's start with the visionary. What is a visionary? They're the ones that set the direction, the culture, the vision, the tone. If you've seen mission statements with values and principles in it, most likely a visionary set them. There are many other typical roles and personas that require visionary traits, like product managers, CEOs, any entrepreneur essentially, thought leaders, public speakers, etc. Visionaries are creative, diplomatic, insightful, constant learners, forward and broad thinkers, adaptable. Their place is high up above in the sky. Surely you know these kinds of people, the ones who are driven to change the world one step at a time, big or small. Some of the most notorious are Elon Musk from Tesla and SpaceX, Steve Jobs from Apple, Oprah, Mandela, former president of South Africa, and Simon Sinek from Start With Why. Next is the integrator. What is an integrator? If a visionary generates ideas, the integrator turns them to reality. They bridge the gap between the ambitions the visionary aims toward and the people and teams who are on the field making it happen, ensuring smooth operation and alignment between the different components. Typical roles that reflect the integrator spirit are COOs, any sort of middle-of-the-line managers, particularly project or operation managers, business analysts, etc. Some of the most notorious integrators include Roy Disney, that's Walt Disney's brother, Steve Wozniak from Apple, and Eric Schmidt from Google. Each of them paired with their visionary counterparts to ensure forward thinking and innovation with clear and smooth execution and delivery. Finally, let's take a look at the one role EOS does not mention directly. I personally consider this role a very important one because it balances the other two. In business, a 50-50 tie is usually detrimental to making decisions, and so a third element comes in to break it. What I'm proposing is a role that does not directly intervene in the decision-making process, but rather brings perspective to the other two roles so they can break the tie themselves. I call it the catalyst, or, you guessed it, coach. The catalyst has a unique single focus on the process of exploring, challenging, and supporting the other two roles. Their unattached stance to them avoids bias and promotes high transparency and non-judgmental thinking. The catalyst might potentially facilitate or mediate if absolutely necessary, although that might incur in bias, so some caution there. The fundamental locus of action from the catalyst is the process of tapping into both the visionary and the integrator's potential, both individually and as a team. To summarize the three roles, the visionary creates and inspires. The integrator materializes and operates. The catalyst explores, challenges, and supports. The synergy between the visionary, the integrator, and the catalyst is where the true power of this leadership trio shines through. Each role, with its distinct attributes, complements the others, and together they form a dynamic force that can drive transformation within an organization. The visionary is the dreamer. However, without the integrator, the dream may never become a reality. The integrator is the glue that connects the dream to the tangible world through effective management and operational strategies. They are the doers. And the role of the catalyst is perhaps the most critical yet subtle. They coach and facilitate deeper explorations, challenge prevailing thought processes, and foster an environment of learning and decision-making. They are the challengers. They have the ability to ask the right questions, promoting self-reflection, self-accountability, and ultimately growth. Without the catalyst, the visionary and the integrator could potentially become stuck in their ways, hindering the organization's evolution. In essence, the visionary sets the direction. The integrator makes the journey possible, and the coach ensures the journey is enriching and transformative. Each role plays its part, respecting and acknowledging the others, resulting in a performance that is greater than the sum of its parts. So how do you leverage the Vic triangle in your scenario? Here are some examples to help you. Not every situation is the same, and I hope that these shed some light to your own. Let's start with a digital product team. The product manager indeed takes the role of the visionary. Their responsibility is to set the product's vision and establish a culture of ownership and self-accountability. They direct the path for the product and imbue the team with a sense of purpose and a clear understanding of the product's end goal. The integrator's role within this structure can vary depending on the team's composition. The technical lead could take on the role of the integrator, managing the execution of the product development process, coordinating between the technical and non-technical teams, and ensuring alignment with the visionary's goals. They are a key part of turning the visionary's dream into a reality. On the other hand, a product designer or UX researcher, given their unique understanding of user needs and product functionality, could also play an integrator role. They translate the product vision into actionable plans, ensuring that the design and user experience align with the strategic vision. They ensure that the product's end result is not only functional, but also resonates with the target users. In small teams, it might be the case that the technical lead and the product designer both share the integrator role, collaboratively bringing the product vision to life. In any case, the integrator needs to have a deep understanding of the product vision, the ability to manage various aspects of the project, and the capacity to work closely with different team members to ensure the product vision becomes a reality. The coach role in this setting could be a Scrum Master or an Agile coach, who is not directly attached to the product development, but serves to facilitate the team's process. They ensure the team's continuous improvement, challenge their thinking, facilitate retrospectives, and promote a culture of self-accountability and growth. Therefore, in the digital product management realm, the VIC triangle could emerge in different ways, always rooted in the fundamental roles of the visionary, integrator, and catalyst. The application of these roles could be the key to a more synergistic and successful product development process. There are other examples like event planning and film production, the restaurant business, or even urban planning that could apply the same key components. I like the example of the film production, where you have a director who's the visionary and the producer being the integrator. You can have a third person acting as coach, for instance, the scriptwriter. They can facilitate the process of the vision and the production of the film. In each of these settings, while the titles and responsibilities may vary, the essence of these three roles remain. They offer a transformative framework for achieving goals, fostering growth, and promoting collaboration in diverse contexts. Now that we've talked about the three different components of the triangle and how they work together, you might be asking yourself, what's the impact of it put in place? It makes sense to raise the question. After all, having three people instead of two is a potentially significant investment. Also, you might be thinking that it takes considerable time to be coached instead of getting some quote-unquote actual work done instead. Here's my argument. Right until around the beginning of the 20th century, society overall didn't change that much as it does today. This is important to understand, and I have the perfect example to share with you. Before iterative and incremental software delivery was a thing, aka Agile, IT projects were built sequentially, and change requests to the initial scope, schedule, or costs were a considerably huge exception. Everything had to be planned out for the long term, and everyone in the project knew their time and place. Why? Change was not chaotic or complex as it is today in 2023. Ask 85% of the people that work in software. Almost all of them use some form of iterative methodology or practice, regardless of it being 100% successful or not. Society has accommodated to the digital age, and the speed it comes with also affects our ability to change our minds. It was expensive to change before. Now it isn't. The Catalyst embraces this new concept of affordable change. They partner with both a visionary and an integrator to continue their journey while accommodating this new variable that wasn't here 20 or 25 years ago. Exploring change, challenging current thinking, and supporting decision-making is the missing link between what they were used to and what they're now exposed to. This is the ROI. Connect both past and future in the present. The Vick Triangle is the ultimate recognition of the three key factors to success in any venture: vision, execution, and sustainability. You can't execute a vision that's not there. You cannot materialize a vision without execution either. And sustainability is more important than ever to implement in today's day and age, where multiple generations with different aspirations in life come together, where time ticks faster than ever before, where technology grows beyond our ability to absorb it fully, where change is the norm instead of the exception. It can be a challenge for many businesses to adopt, though. Many businesses combine both an integrator and a visionary already, and it can be hard to justify the separation. I personally believe that the two roles are distinct, in that specific personality types fit each one differently. Furthermore, the return on investment on bringing a third person to an already seemingly functioning pair can be deceiving, and the coaching process of a catalyst quickly pays off once you try it. An hour or two of an ethical process in a trusting environment yields significant returns. Imagine if you had it every day, confident in the ever-changing future. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josimoda.net and I'll answer it. Talk to you soon. Make it a great one today.